This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Warning, this record has not been sterilized for mass consumption.
They keep your attention on things that don't matter. The right things to eat, you don't grow any fatter. The right things to wear, the right things to say. The friends that you have depends on how much you pay. And maybe someday if you're lucky enough and you buy all the synthetic crap, you can look like the girl in the magazine and or the guy with the girl on his lap. You talk too hard, feel the back in you want in your life like people on the desk. Feel the back in it, living like a son. What's there for you on the back of your life?
Right, just after 12 noon p.m. here on this very sunny fall day, we'll say it is, even though summer's technically still going. It feels like fall.
It's supposed to be up to 27 today.
Oh, yeah? It doesn't feel like it now.
Not yet.
My name's Aaron. Who's this?
I'm Andy.
Yeah, you're kind of sitting in on the sidelines today. You came up to say a quick hi because due to prior commitments and... Yeah.
I'll be back up in 2 weeks with a whack of new stuff.
Awesome. We'll look forward to it. And yeah, I think some of you, at least myself, has been looking forward to the show today. I was actually looking forward to a gig tonight, which isn't going to happen. That is Sham 69. Yes, they canceled their Vancouver gig because of the drummer having stomach problems or anything. But they're supposed to reschedule in February. So yes, let's hope that happens. And
Kiss canceled too, eh? Oh, man.
What's that?
Kiss. They canceled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't know they were coming. So, in the meantime, yeah, look forward to the UK Sub show on October 16th. And, yeah, today's show is really good because we got an interview with the legendary Christ on Parade. I don't know if we'll call them legendary, but, yeah, they were around in the 80s. They formed out of the ashes of a band called Teenage Warning in 1984. And, they put out their first record in 1985 on Pusmort Records, which is Pushead's label. They then put out a 7-inch... And then they put out an excellent album with a lineup change called A Mind is a Terrible Thing. And we heard a track off that, Teach Your Children Well. And after that, they put out one more 7-inch. And their Sounds of Nature record just got reissued with some skate rock bonus tracks and a bonus EP. And the group recently reformed to play some gigs for it. And they played some in Seattle, which I got to see, which is where I got to interview them. So, yeah, we're going to get into that interview soon, but first we're going to get into an early track by Christ on Parade. This was actually written by Teenage Warning. The name of the tune is called Flash. Give us a call, make a request, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Stay tuned for a whole whack of Christ on Parade and a Christ on Parade interview. They were based out of Berkeley. And now there were a couple of them reside in Oakland, and a few of them reside in Berkeley. So yes, without further ado, let's get into it. It's Christ on Parade.
Still
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we heard a bunch of Christ on Parade stuff. At the start of the set, we heard a track from the Christ on Parade debut release. Came out originally on Pusmort Records. Sounds of Nature, we heard a track called Flash. And yes, Pusmort Records, I just got asked by somebody, what happened to Pusshead? What happened to Pusshead?
What happened?
He's still still kicking, and we'll hear about this in the Christ on Parade interview that's about to play. After that, we heard two tracks from Skate Rock Volume 3, which Christ on Parade were on. This is also found on the reissue of the Sounds of Nature record. We heard My Life and Don't Draft Me. And after that, we heard a track from the Isn't Life a Dream 7-inch, their first ever 7-inch. Things are turning a different color, and it's almost quarter after 12 here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to get into this interview with Christ on Parade that took place last month in Seattle, Washington. Got to see them twice, one of the highlights of my summer, and yes, members of Christ on Parade went on to be in other bands like Neurosis and Icona Christ and the Hellbillies, and we're going to hear that band too, and we're also going to hear some stuff from the later period Christ on Parade.
Karen,
what's that?
I'm going to be leaving the building.
Okay.
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right. Be listening to this interview with Christ on Parade.
I'll be listening in my truck.
All right. Here we go. Here's the interview.
So the date is August 5th, 2007. We're at the Funhouse Bar in Seattle, Washington, talking to the members of the recently formed Christ on Parade. So this is the original lineup of the group, somewhat.
Yeah, Mike, I play guitar. We're not so recently formed, but...
Right, and who else?
Barry.
And you?
Sing.
Malcolm, play bass. And this is exactly the original lineup.
I'm Noah. I play guitar.
T. Odd Remark on drums.
All right, so you say this is the original lineup. I remember Christ on Parade being a four-piece when the Sounds of Nature record was out. I think you were a three-piece when A Mind is a Terrible Thing was out, weren't you?
No.
Wait a second here. All right.
You got it all wrong, man.
Okay, so let's talk.
This is the original lineup.
The first incarnation is here in this van. And after a while, for some reason, Barry was out of the band, and then we were a four-piece for a while. And after that, I quit, and I'll let one of the remaining group members explain what happened after that.
After Mike left, then we got Doug, and he played guitar with us on, the first thing he did was the Mind is a Terrible Thing album. And then after that, I parted company with the band, and I'll let someone else take it from there.
When Malcolm left, we got a friend of ours, Ron, to play bass, and so it was, me and Todd have been it from the beginning to the end. But with Doug and Ron, we went to Europe in 1988, came back, and then the band just sort of kind of lost its drive.
And that was in the late 80s, right?
Yeah, 88, 89. Yeah.
Right,
and so then we dissolved the band and haven't played since.
And you went on to do other things.
We also play stuff for Malcolm. He's a movie maker, though.
Right. How about other bands after the group broke up?
There's a lot. After the group, I was in a band.
Name yours.
Yeah. Okay. I was in a band called Gag Order. I was in a band called Blister. And now I play in Neurosis.
Very cool.
I did. I moved to Germany in '90, and I joined a band called Corrupt. We did a tour here in the States, and that was in A38. We toured here in the States, and then I was in Morat Fingers. Then I was in Shaken Nasties, and now I'm in the Sworn Liars.
So I was in a band called Rascal, who did a glorious 6 months. You were in Rascal? Oh, right, yeah, you sang for Rascal for 2 days. I was in the Hellbillies for 2 weeks. I was in Icona Christ for a few years, and then I stayed in Germany, and I was in A38 with Todd.
All right, so you say you guys moved to Germany, and you're...
Just me and Todd.
Okay, yeah. Are you and Todd still...
We're still in Germany.
Still in Germany, so...
I'm in Germany.
So we got two in Germany and three in Oakland, California, the Bay Area?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, and how did the group get back together? What was there any inspiration that...
The guys said we should re-release Sounds of Nature,
and then everyone thought it was an okay idea, and then after it was, we decided to release it, we decided, I came up with the idea of trying to do a European tour, and everybody agreed that it's going to happen.
So you guys did the tour of Europe in already, or is
yeah,
it?
We did it in May.
Okay, how did that one go?
It was great.
And you guys have been on tour for how long now?
A week.
Well, we toured Europe in May, and then
3 weeks there.
And then last weekend we did some shows around home, like Gilman Street and Annie's Club in San Francisco.
You did a couple of shows at Gilman Street, eh?
Yeah.
You know, the Attitude Adjustment, wasn't it? Or
yeah.
How are they sounding these days?
Angry as ever.
Back then, yeah.
Right.
Fucking mean.
And then next weekend we go down to LA for a couple shows. And we finish up with a show in Sacramento and Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco before Todd and Mike fly back to Bremen.
Yeah, so I was at last night's show, and it was pretty sparse. But tonight's a better crowd. Have the crowds been? Have been people in coming out and remembering Christ?
Every show except for yesterday.
Just a bit of an off, a bit of a yeah.
Just a coma.
Yeah, just Tacoma. Tacoma in a coma or something like that.
Summertime, you know, all the kids from the school there are gone, and it was just a very hot, long day in Tacoma.
So let's talk a bit about the Sounds of Nature reissues. How did that one come about, anyways, with Frank Records? Did they contact you? And
no, I think we were trying to find somebody to put it out, and Frank mostly does vinyl, and then Noah offered to do the CD on Neurot, so we decided to split, let Prank do the LP and let Neurot do the CD. That way we cover all the bases with whoever.
And I must admit, before the reissue, I hadn't heard the Skate Rock tracks. You guys had some tracks on Skate Rock, which are bonus tracks. Okay, we're Christ on Parade. We're a pro skate band.
Yeah,
we're
hip skated all the time.
Everybody else did.
Three out of five.
The rhythm section didn't skate.
But there was I don't recall Christ on Parade ever having songs about skateboards. So
no, man. Teenage Warning had a song about skateboarding. But,
okay.
You know, I don't know. It's really nothing to sing about. You know, it was something to do.
And that Avenger, you guys are also included is that Avengers cover on it. I think it's a great version.
Really?
Yeah.
The first person to say that.
Really?
Well, I guess
I just like the Avengers. I don't know.
From our point of view, I think if you listen to it, it's really fucking sloppy and kind of crap.
Sloppy.
I mean, it definitely captures the spirit of the time.
Was that one recorded before Sounds of Nature? Or?
No, it was recorded during the same time that we recorded the first 7-inch, Isn't Life a Dream.
So Isn't Life a Dream actually came out before Sounds of Nature?
No.
Okay. Okay, that's
the following, like, spring.
Okay.
It's early 86.
Do you remember whose idea it was to cover the Avengers?
Back? I think it was Barry's.
Probably Barry's.
Yeah.
It mine. I don't know why.
He had all the good ideas.
I think I had like a compilation of all the Avengers stuff that came out like in the 80s. I think I was just listening to it wondering if that'd be a good song to play.
Did any of you guys get to see the Avengers way back when? Or?
I did. I was a youngster.
I don't remember.
Right. Remember
I used to drink a lot those days.
Do you remember your first punk rock show ever?
No. Yeah, mine was Bad Brains at the Berkeley Square in 1982, I think.
Mine was probably The Who.
Okay, and how about you?
You know, I remember going to see, like, the B-52s at the fucking Warfield, but then, like, going to... Being dragged out to on Broadway or the Map to go see Social Unrest all the time, and whoever they were playing with, like, you know, getting hit in the head by microphones at Fang shows, you know. Whamp, bam.
How about you, Barry? You remember your first punk gig?
My older brother took me to Ramones on the Leave Home tour.
Very cool.
Mine was nothing so exciting. I think it was like a new wave, like at the Stone, like SVT, the Lloyds, and the Burbs.
Oh, wow. So again, getting back to record labels.
I saw U2 for free in their first tour of the US.
Rock.
That's crap.
I guess B-52s.
I guess it is now they play on Green Day.
Wait a minute, man. You can't say the B-52s weren't fucking punk back then. We were like throwing people down the fucking stairs and shit. That was a good concert. They were so fucking weird, man.
And getting back to record labels, okay, Sons of Nature originally came out on Pusmore Records. Do you remember how that went back then? Was there a big run of the Sons of Nature record back then?
Puss
had worked with my girlfriend back then at Rough Trade Records, so he heard our demo and he really liked it. We put out a little cassette demo back in 85, and like 3 months later we were recording Sons of Nature.
And have you guys kept in touch with Puss at all? Or?
He does all the covers for all my other bands. He does covers of our Hellbillies and Plant 9, the other two bands. I see him, I talk to him all the time.
Is he in Japan or something like that now? Or
he's in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Like I heard that. I think he at one point or something.
I married some Japanese.
Okay.
Chick.
Okay. Yeah. That might be more accurate. So I've been hearing through the grapevine that like Christ on Parade have some material that hasn't been recorded. Is that true? Like some songs.
It's a rumor amongst us as well. I mean, I've heard it too, but you know,
somebody
until I see material proof, I'm skeptical.
Just haven't heard a thing.
Somebody was saying that you guys had some unreleased material or of some sort.
We haven't released material.
All right, no songs written that want to come out of the woodwork. Or?
Malcolm has a couple, I think.
You know, people ask us, are you going to record stuff? And, like, we haven't even talked about it. Like, we have, like, old material, like, individually, but that's...
Yeah, we'll have to see. If you put something together and it's going to sound like Christ on Parade, then great, maybe something will happen.
I mean, that's a good point. It's like, I think my biggest fear is I hate bands get together and, like, they don't sound anything like they used to, and it always sucks, and I would hate to, like, put something out, you know, and it's just, like, it's lame.
Poison.
Yeah, so it's like it's hard to, you know, it's just.
So there's no immediate plans to record again anytime soon, eh?
No, we didn't even know we were gonna do this much.
Right.
We just kind of all these offers to play.
You know, it's
just been great. Yeah, there has been a lot of planning on our part.
Right. When was the last time Christ on Parade were here in Seattle?
Oh, shit.
Gorilla Gardens.
Gorilla Gardens
years ago. 22 years ago. Gorilla Gardens, where I actually read a review of the show, and like the main point was the most dropped picks the author had ever seen.
And Christ on Parade have never played Vancouver, British Columbia.
No.
And they're not our fault, man. They didn't want us.
They didn't want you.
Nah.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Vancouver.
When?
Yeah.
When
none of you guys have been to Vancouver?
I've never even.
I've been there.
I haven't.
Right. Any possibilities of?
Well, I mean, tomorrow night, good.
If you fly us out, right. Fucking from Germany, I'll go.
All right. So, what do you guys know about Canadian punk bands? Canadian punk.
I had the first DOA single, man. A friend of mine gave it to me because his brother bought it. And he didn't like it. It was great.
And you still got it?
Hell no.
Any other Canadian punk bands?
House of Commons.
Right on.
House of Commons.
McKenzie's.
Right on.
The original Subhumans. The Canadian Subhumans.
Yeah. We did the original McKenzie's back in like the 80s.
All right. So how much?
Skirt on.
So how much long? How much longer of this tour have you guys got?
Until the 18th.
Right on. And that winds up.
San Francisco.
All right, you did say that at the bottom of the hill, right? Right on. Okay, so those are my questions. Thanks a lot, guys, and have a good show.
All right, thanks for the interview.
All right.
All right, so who knows if Christ on Parade are still going to play after that tour that they just finished, and who knows if they will record. If they do record, hopefully it'll be like their old stuff. Like they said, they don't like it when bands get back together and they don't sound like how they originally sounded. But yeah, like my favorite era, or my favorite album of Christ on Parade was A Mind is a Terrible Thing. So we're going to hear some songs off that album. It's going back to 1987. This is a song called Riding the Flatlands on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
Got no one, no place to go. One mentality free show. not a lot to see. Civilization, I hate. We'll be right back.
kids. This is Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Right, 20 to the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're still tuned in to Generation Annihilation, and we heard a whole whack of Christ on Parade in that last set. We heard three tracks from their A Mind is a Terrible Thing release. It's on, here, hold on a second. Going back to 1987 for this one. It is on Mind Matter Records, distributed by Rough Trade, and we heard three tracks off that. I couldn't remember what record label it was on, so I went and ran back and grabbed the record, and we heard Riding the Flatlands, Kill Your Landlord, and Stupid Questions. It's kind of a concept record all about how society's fucked and everybody's out to get you. Yeah, very great album indeed. And after that, we heard from the Avarice 7-inch, I guess their last official release, 1988. We heard a track called Final Solution, and that was on a Matter of Image Records out of Berkeley, California. And we ended things all off with a track called Leviathan States. That's going back to 1989. That's from a demo that never came out. Sounded pretty good. It's too bad they never released it. But actually, this is sort of released. It's on a compilation called Insanity is a Sane Reaction. Not sure if you can still get it. It's going back to 1999 on FOAD Records. And, yeah, it's also got All of a Mind is a Terrible Thing on it. So if you get this one and you get the reissue of Sounds of Nature, that's everything that Christ on Parade has ever recorded. And, yeah, so two releases will get you everything in its entirety. And, yeah, as you heard in that interview, the singer Barry went on to sing in a band called The Hellbillies, and he still does, so we're going to hear a track by The Hellbillies. We'll be right back. All right, 10 minutes to on Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we heard four acts who are sort of members from Christ on Parade went on to be in and such. After we heard from the Hellbillies from the Blood Trilogy album, we heard two tracks, Cannibal Bop and Mayhem. Neurosis in the set followed, Life on Your Knees from the Word is Law release and Lookout Records. That's going back to 1992. Jesus Fucking Christ in the set after that from their self-titled release. We heard a track called Blood, Guns, and Guts, and that's on Inimical Records. Icona Christ in the set after that from the Train to Serve release. We heard 18 and Free. That's going back to 1992 on Vermiform Records. And in that interview, you heard Christ on Parade talk about their favorite Canadian bands, and we're going to hear some of the ones they mentioned. This is the Subhumans.
Trying to break the Red Brigade, telling you're threatened by the terror fight. trying to frame the red brigade, killing us and dreaded by the terrorist raid. They're hanging their knives around our necks, by giving our minds to the red brigade. We must kill them.
Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Let's go, sir!
I'm fucking walking around. Walk around. Sons of paper, stop it around, says disco sucks, not shit. Sons of paper, stop it around, says disco sucks, not shit. Lots of mustard people. Build in a mustard circle. Lots of mustard people. Build in a mustard circle.
It's about bad drugs like MDA and shit.
All right. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we wound it off with some Canadian punk at the start of this set, the Subhumans from the Vancouver Complication. Going way back when. That one has been re-released again on vinyl. The CD came out a few years back, re-released on Sudden Death Records, but you can get it on vinyl once again, because we all love the vinyl here at Generation Annihilation and up here at CITR Radio. DOA followed from their debut single going back to 1978, Disco Sucks. And may I remind you that DOA will be playing the Plaza Club September 27th with the Jolts. And the Subhumans will be playing September 29th at Pub 340, 340 Cambie. Also in the set, we heard from HOC. That's from a live recording going back to 1982 at The Love Affair. We heard a track called MDA. And yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Before I go, let me tell you about the Distort Vancouver Fest 3. It's September 28th and 29th. It's at the Sweatshop, 1820 Pandora. We got After the Bombs, Criminal Damage, Deadly Ultrasound, Death Charge, and Stride, Limb from Limb, Loser Life, Malice Angry, Margaret Thrasher, Mass Grave, Peligro Social, Rotten Cadaver, Sanctum, The Spectre, Stagnation, I should say, The Transmitters, and War Cry. And yes, if you'd like to check out the podcast of this show, it should be up very shortly, www.citr.ca. Just click on the date, and it'll be ready to play. Check out our playlist online at www.streetpunkradio.com. This has been a Generation Annihilation for another week. Stay tuned for CITR Sports. We're going to leave you with an old Vancouver act who have recently got back together. They are the Furies. All the dead saints.
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports. This is UBC Thunderbirds football on CITR 101.9 FM.